South Florida biochar plant poised to be key for domestic silicon chip makers. Indiantown, Fla Martin Ellis is building a first-in-America business he says will boost domestic manufacturing of silicon chips, solar panels, and steel while enriching soil, purifying water, and generating electricity. The veteran entrepreneur is going to do this with a centuries-old process that refines a product man has used for millennia in a specialized production plant tested in Poland and moved piece by piece to a 17-acre pasture in South Florida's swamp savanna. The key components in this high-tech venture. If you want to make good silicon, you need good coarse, Ellis said, referring to the area's Myakka fine sand, Florida's official state soil. And, he added, wood, specifically engineered charcoal, from a eucalyptus tree developed by University of Florida forest geneticists and converted into biochar using pyrolysis, the heating or thermal decomposition of organic materials in the absence of oxygen. Our DNA is, we have 30 years experience developing pyrolysis to meet the needs of large silicon customers in Europe, Ellis said. Our history is how we put them all together. That history is rooted in Poland-based Polchar, Europe's largest char producer specializing in pyrolysis for the metallurgical industry. He is the company's board chair. Polchar's pyrolysis DNA is being carried to the United States by Green Carbon Solutions, which he founded in 2017 and serves as president. We're somewhat unique, Ellis said. There isn't anything like this. A bio-based, sustainable, low-carbon business that utilizes Florida resources that can produce a high-grade biochar at an industrial scale. While decarbonization is no longer a priority under Trump administration energy policies, industry and entrepreneurs such as Ellis are investing billions in new technologies and ancient techniques that recycle organics, biochar, biomass, for an array of expanding carbon-free applications. Reducing carbon emissions by capturing them for other uses, including generating power, is also profitable. According to Cognitive Market Research, the global biochar market will top $556.6 million in 2025 and is projected to grow 14.2% annually between 2025 and 2033. The broader biomass market, which uses feedstock plants such as corn to produce ethanol, and wastewood, landfill solid waste, and methane-rich sewage sludge from utilities and cattle ranches to generate electricity, is also growing. Market Research Future reports the global biomass power market was nearly $138 billion in 2024 and projects it will grow by 5.55% a year between 2024 to 32 in the United States alone. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, biomass generated 1.1% of the nation's electricity in 2023. In Florida, nearly 3% of electricity was fueled by biomass in 2023. More than all other states except Georgia and California. Just the beginning. A native of South Africa, Ellis, 60, has decades of global experience in corporate finance as an executive and consultant with, among others, Deloitte, Zurich-based Fairchild Associates, New York Stern, Stewart & Company, and as president CEO of Agilices, an Ohio information technology leader. Since leaving Agilices in 2011, he has focused on energy development, specifically in pyrolysis technologies that can produce low-emission, high-carbon reductants for the alloy industry, specifically for silicon chip manufacturers. In addition to founding Green Carbon Solutions and serving as Polchar board chair, Ellis is also board chair at Carboner AS, a Norwegian company pioneering carbon capture and storage as a commercial service where customers pay fees based on the volume of carbon emitted and captured. He wouldn't invest in and manage Green Carbon Solutions' startup biochar operation if he wasn't certain there was a market for his product. And that, right now, is biochar for silicon chip manufacturers in the United States. For 15-plus years, the goal has been to make the supply chain more sustainable for domestic industries. And that starts with a carbon supply chain that doesn't rely on imports, he said. Silicon is at the top of the pyramid of metals, Ellis said, noting silicon for semiconductors must be extracted and purified from compounds like silica sand through a manufacturing process to achieve the needed purity. Good silicon comes from good coarse and good carbon, he said, which Green Carbon Solution will do with Myakka sand and wood from a eucalyptus tree hybrid developed by Donald Rockwood, a University of Florida professor emeritus in forest genetics at the School of Forest, Fisheries, and Geomatic Sciences, who is president of Florida FGT, LLC. Eucalyptus has been a commercial crop in South Florida since the 1960s, Rockwood said, but with the collapse of the pulpwood market since the 1990s, a casualty of the digital age reducing newsprint demand, it became mostly used as mulch because it's the highest grade, 90% carbon that holds onto nutrients and water. His interest in eucalyptus was primarily as an energy feedstock because those same attributes make it an ideal biochar. He and others at the University of Florida saw its potential as a short rotational wood crop, a fast-growing tree that could be used in advanced manufacturing. Rockwood has written more than 100 research papers on short rotational wood crops, including several with Ellis as co-authors. Their findings confirm that eucalyptus, a fast-growing hardwood, is the most prized for its grindability and ash content. Eucalyptus allows us to make a consistent product every day, Ellis said, noting Green Carbon Solutions could use waste wood as biochar. But if you start with bad feedstock, you end with a mediocre or bad product. The silicon industry has high expectations. What you use this week, you better use next week. That insistence on purpose-grown wood has sustained, if not revived, a subsidiary industry for Florida cattle ranchers, such as Likes Brothers Incorporated, among the state's largest private landowners that will eventually provide Green Carbon Solutions with 12,500 tons a year in eucalyptus wood. Green Carbon Solutions has contracts to sell its biochar to Mississippi Silicon and Sunnova in Kentucky. It will eventually sell to solar panel makers, auto/aircraft manufacturers, medical device companies, and the construction industry, among others. But that's just the beginning. It works and it's ready. Ellis found Indiantown, a drive-by eye blink 40 miles northwest of West Palm Beach, in 2019. It not only featured coarse, but is straddled by CSX railroad lines on Florida's 710 Beehive Highway and close to Port Everglades. His project's first phase is near completion with the construction of a 4,145-square-foot office complex and a 110-foot-tall retort structure with a horizontal moving grate for dryers and electric arc boilers that resemble, at first sight from the distance, a roller coaster. "We know it works," Ellis said in mid-March. "We did the testing, knocked the rough edges off. It's ready." Within 18 months, Ellis said, the site will generate its own electricity. "We do it in Poland," he said, "by using emissions to generate steam. Industrial self-sufficiency. We won't take anything from the grid." He said eventually they may sell excess electricity. The plant will produce activated carbon, which water utilities use to clean water and is very expensive, Ellis said. There's a pilot project in Germany testing a product Green Carbon Solutions will make that performs 50% better at a much better price. He said the company would sell bio-oils for varied uses. Farmers prize its biochar ash because it holds water and nutrients better than other biomass and, in Florida, could help reduce runoff that fosters red tide and algae blooms. It's the integration of technology and experience, a cutting edge to get into a new playing field. Put all of it together and you get an interesting mix of revenue streams from the processing of biomass, Ellis said. He has another way of putting it. You have taken every last piece out of a piece of wood and turned it into something useful. Green Carbon Solutions has 10 employees and will double by year's end. Over the next 18 months, Ellis said, it will expand to 40 workers and then incrementally add staff until it needs 70 by 2028-29. In mid-March, the control room was still manned by the Polish techs, including Martin Moylans and Jan Sowitz, who had dismantled it and put it back together again. "Now it's easier," Moylans said, swatting away gnats, recalling when there was nothing, no water, no power on the site. "There's a lot of Polish sweat in the soil here," Ellis said, "but their work is almost done. The turnkey plant is ready to operate at full tempo. There were cattle here a few years ago," Ellis said. "We're in a good place."